And welcome to Not an Adult Podcast with me, Lauren.
And me, Rudy.
Now, our podcast is all about our experiences as two 20 somethings trying our best to figure out what adulting is all about. Each week, we'll be discussing popular topics presented in our news and topic segments, offering our own uneducated advice and tips, and telling the weirdest and daftest stories enhanced by animated dialogue and soundscapes to bring you closer to the conversation. So sit back and relax, grab a cuppa,
or crack a tin,
and let's figure this out together. Please remember that this is just our experiences and opinions, so please do not fact check us on anything we say, as we are probably wrong.
Well, welcome back after a very, 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 very long time.
I know, welcome back! I'm really, really happy to be back. We're sorry that we were away for a bit.
Life just gets in the way, and life did get in the way.
It got a bit wild after Bolter, didn't it? Like, right, let's just start off first and foremost. Bolter was fucking insane, wasn't it?
It was quite good, yeah. It was nuts. It went on long, though.
It did go on long. I mean, the music was shit, but it was just really good. Good people, good vibes, and it was just sick. Like, I would highly recommend Bolter Festival. I mean, if you're into Gabba, you'll probably love it. We're not really into Gabba, so we weren't really into that. But everyone's just buzzing, aren't they? And like,
it was probably the best festival I've been to for like vibe and people, but it was probably the worst one I've been to for music.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking wank.
I know. There was one stage, wasn't there? There was like this rock stage. And like at one point we walked past it and like somebody, it was just playing like white noise. And then there was just a woman in the background going, ah! It was...
Yeah, nah. So some of that music was intense, man. Like, I'm fucking pretty open to all different types of music, yeah, but fucking hell. Like, it was Gabba. Like, I get Gabba. Like, yeah. I've heard it before, and it's like, do. But this was, like, sped up Gabba.
Yeah.
Like, there was no room to breathe for anything other than a kick drum.
No, and it never, like, broke down. You know, like, how songs break down?
Yeah, no breakdown. It was just solid beat for, yeah, like, an hour long.
And it wasn't loud enough.
No.
So, yeah.
There you go. Slag that one off.
But, yeah. So, now we're, like, obviously the halfway mark through the year and, like, saving for Vietnam and everything. We're gone full throttle. And this is a little bit why we've not done the podcast.
Yeah, it's not all been, like, fucking can't be arsed with it or anything like that. Life is just, like, we've got about 5 different things going on at the moment. The podcast is probably the thing that takes up the most time with all the stuff that it takes to get together all during the week and then the editing and recording, etc. And we're planning to fucking move abroad permanently. So it's taking a lot of time away from us.
Well, let's get into the story of what happened to you, because you haven't told anybody.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, so I think last time we did a podcast, I was doing a driving job, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I got fucking sacked.
No, you didn't.
I got sacked, man.
Oh,
I've never been sacked from a job.
No.
I've always walked out.
I know, but you didn't deserve to be sacked. Like, you actually tried really, really hard in that job. Do you know what I mean?
I felt like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a shock, man. It was a shock getting sacked. So I was still in my probationary period. That's how they could I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah, well, that's how they do it.
And it was down to, they said performance, but I don't feel like it was performance.
No.
Like, It was for a few other things as well. It was for like going off track on my driving routes, because obviously you're GPSed up to the nines, aren't you?
Mm.
And like on my lunch break, like if I was 15 minutes away from the seaside, you get an hour for your lunch.
Yeah.
So I'd drive to the seaside and have my lunch.
Yeah, I would.
Apparently you can't do that.
I think as well, they didn't believe you that you didn't have a phone. And anybody who knows Rudy, he's never had a phone. You've just never ever had one, have you?
I've tried to have one. I've just bought one because I needed one for this job. Like, and it's going all right.
It's going all right. You've not broke it yet.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I got sacked from that. I thought I was just going to do it until we went away, and it was just going to be easy. I just wanted something not to think about.
And consistent.
Yeah, that's consistent. Yeah.
It's summer now, so like I feel like work's a lot more consistent in like stonemasonry.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. It just got really patchy. I was doing like 3 days a week, and we obviously planning to go away. I need something solid.
Yeah.
But yeah, this new job that I'm on is going to see us all the way till Christmas, and it's solid. I'm doing 6 days a week at the moment, so it's all good.
Yeah, well, we're both now doing 6 days a week. I'm like at the moment, like fucking worrying whether or not I should like just stop one and do the other. But I think it's just like working in the office, isn't it? And I don't know what the clauses are like with leaving your job like through the end of the year. I don't know. And I can't really talk to anybody about it, because as soon as I tell somebody, then they'll know that I'm leaving. So But yeah.
The other thing, we've finalised what we're actually going to be doing in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I think originally when we planned to go, we were just like, fuck it, right, we're packing up and fucking off. And we'll figure it out when we get there. But obviously, this is the longest we've ever planned for a trip.
Yeah.
Usually we're like, right, we're going. And then next month we fly somewhere.
With minimal money. With like 600 quid
and make it work. But this time round, we're going at Christmas. So we've had, and we've been planning this for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
So I think the idea is we're going to go to Vietnam and we're going to open a cafe or a bar.
Yeah.
And take over some proper sound system culture. So going to build a fucking fat rig while we're out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. That's it sounds like we said it was finalised, but that's finalised in my head.
Yeah, it's finalised. I think because it started off like when we told everybody that we were going to do it, they were like, so what, you're taking the dog to Vietnam and you're just going to save money, you're just going to see what happens. We were like, yeah, but now...
But now there's a potential, well, I say potential, we're going to open a business, definitely, 100%, that's what we're going to do.
And I think that's what everyone was worrying about, that we weren't going to like make money, but hopefully we will.
Yeah. I mean, it seems solid and I'm less worried now, but we're still flying to the opposite end of the planet and opening a business when we've never opened a business before.
Yeah, but watching Kitchen Nightmares, if you need to open a fucking hospitality business, you need to at least have one person who's always worked hospitality. Shing-a-ding-ding.
Right, well, we're here 50% there, aren't yeah. we? And I can count to 10 and you can't.
Oh, well, there we go. Sorry. So just to round off what I was going to say before, sorry, we've not done the cinema, so you probably have to bear with us. But because we're working 6 days a week now, the podcast is going to change to every 2 weeks, just so we've got enough time to do it. And Rudy has more time to enhance the editing more.
Well, yeah, because the editing takes 3 days, like, because I work as well, so I do it after work. So, yeah, it takes me around 3 days. So doing it every fortnight up until when we go away, then when we go away, we'll have all of our time back.
Yeah.
But because we're both working pretty much 2 jobs or 6 days a week, fitting this in around all the other stuff we're doing too, it just seems sensible. That way we're not going to miss deadlines and you'll always have one. So
but it'll be every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Hope that's okay.
I think we've got everything that we need to get out of the way. So let's get on with the show.
Okay, so now it's time for this week's Shit Top Tip.
Shit!
Every week, we'll be presenting a Shit Top Tip for you, the listener, to take something informational away from the podcast. If you have any Shit Top Tips, then send them in to submit@notanadult.co.uk or through our submission page on our website, which is notanadult.com/.co.uk. So this week, because we haven't done it for a couple of weeks, we just thought we'd fire off some loads of Shit Top Tips because...
Oh, yeah, because we did plan to do this podcast last week or the week before. So we have actually got a load of shit, so we're just going to fire a fucking barrage of shit at you.
Because I know you've not been able to live without
Just go back to back if you want.
Okay, right. Well, mine are more based on summer because, you know, it's been hot.
Right. I can't quite pinpoint what mine are based
on. Right, so first one, nothing kills a party faster than lukewarm drinks. So to stop this, I have this hack for you. So you can always have ice cold drinks. So you need to wrap a wet paper towel around a lukewarm bottle of wine, beer, /water, etc., whatever you're drinking. Leave it in the freezer for 10 to 15 minutes and voila, you have an ice cold drink ready to hand. Just remember not to forget about it because it might explode.
I've heard of that, yeah. So you put a tissue on it and that just gets colder quicker than the liquid. And it acts like a slimline freezer pack around your drink.
Yeah, it's like a cold thermostat.
Right, okay.
Or like a heater.
Right, well, fantastic. That was really great. Right, you ready for round two?
Yeah.
Right, you should always carry a fork with you.
A fork?
A fork. Because if some cunt tries to rob you, you can pull it out your pocket and say, thank you, Lord, for this meal I'm about to have and start charging towards it. It'll save you. Trust me, it'll save you. Take a deep breath in, get your chest in the air and start praying.
Where did you find that? Fucking Jesus fucking rebellions.com.
Christian Reddit.
Christian Reddit. Why are you on there?
Scraping barrel, man.
Scraping barrel. There should be loads to scrape from. Okay. I like that one. So when I found this one, this is when we got fucking eaten alive by the mosquito bites. So I thought this was quite a good one.
Oh, it's pretty good because I've had a few mosquito bites recently.
Okay, well, we can test it out tonight.
Right.
So this one is for the mosquito bites. which obviously we definitely needed the other day. So if you don't have some Tiger Balm or mosquito relief, then grab some toothpaste. Dab it like a dot of toothpaste onto the bite, and this should reduce the itchiness and swelling.
Yeah, but isn't this just like them fucking weirdos that put toothpaste on spots?
I used to do that.
Yeah, I know, but there was used to be people that come to school with the toothpaste still on the spots. Oh. Like, I used to see these white dots. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I put toothpaste on my spot. Well, wash it off. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure you're supposed to put it on before bed.
You are, and then you wash it off in the morning because it, like, dries it out.
Like, fuck, you'd leave the house with toothpaste on your face.
Do you know what, though? We went to the same school, and it was full of wrong-uns.
Yeah.
I think it still is full of wrong-uns.
Well, talking of wrong-uns, if you want to become one.
Okay.
You ready for round three?
I'm ready for round three.
So we're deep into the cost of living crisis now.
Right, yeah.
Rent is skyrocketing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I've got a tip for you.
Okay.
If you attempt to rob a bank, you'll have no trouble with rent or bills for the next 10 years, whether you're successful or not.
That is a fucking good point, because you'll be in prison.
Exactly. Or you'll be balling.
That's sick.
I know, it's fucking sick.
We should not be promoting this.
Look, if there was ever a win-win in today's society,
that's the win-win.
Alleviate your financial stresses.
By robbing a bank. Can you even rob a bank anymore? Because, like, of all the...
Well, they've all gone internet banking. Yeah. Like, where's a Monzo bank?
In it, where's Revolut?
I know they've got the address in the app, but I bet you they don't hold cash.
Well, that's always, like, I know a few years ago, when I tried to get paid, actually, a few years ago with Revolut, it was pretty dodgy. And, like, I remember, like, Mateo being like, what the fuck is this bank, Lauren? And I was like...
Revolut used to be dodgy. Yeah. I don't know if they still are a bit dodgy. They do, you can, like, gamble within the banking app. You can do all that crypto shit, can't you?
You can buy gold.
Yeah. I think that's good, though.
Yeah, to be honest, I think they've got a lot more legit because they're everywhere now. Like, Revolut's like Monzo, isn't it?
I feel like the only internet bank that's, like, proper legit is Starling.
Is it? I always find it really irritating, Starling.
I only think that, though, because I got a Starling account. I used to go deposit money at the post office.
Yeah.
I used to take a Monzo card in, I'd stick it in the machine, and they'd look at me like I was trying to do fraud. And then I'd put my Starling in one day, and it was cushy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you've got a Monzo, it's like a younger thing. I show my dad my Monzo, he's like, what's that?
Well, it's because it's bright pink, though, the card, isn't it?
Yeah, it just seems like it's some gimmick. It's a bank.
Yeah. You can get overdrafts from them.
I know you can. I know you can. Anyway, round four.
Okay.
What you got?
I think I had... oh, no, that was just my... Because the
fucking... How many bits of paper you got?
I know. Well, another thing that happened, my fucking triumphs and trollers with a laptop, right?
Triumphs and trollers?
I'm getting back into the word game again. So,
back into the word game.
So, my laptop, I was just sat on the sofa and my laptop just all of a sudden, just literally just the screen went fuck off, didn't it? With all the lines on it.
It looked like someone punched it, but nobody did.
Nobody touched it.
Ghosts.
I know. And then after that, like, we saw my nana, and bless my nana, she was like, oh, I've got a laptop that I've had for 12 years. And it was like a MacBook, but obviously because she was my nana, she'd looked after it like really, really well. So she was like, oh, you can have it. And then I got a text 2 days later and she went, sorry, Lauren, the battery exploded.
What is it with Apple products and batteries, man? Trust me, do you know, it took years for everyone to clock on. But Apple and batteries, man, they planned that shit, you know.
Did they?
Yeah, in the iPhones and that. They got caught out, though, because, like, they were making batteries that purposely just got shit.
As,
like,
they went on.
Yeah, and not only that, the software recognised they were getting shit, so then slowed down. It's like, it's all planned, do you know what I mean? So the iPhones were just about ready for the next release.
Yeah.
Wankers.
It's how they get you, though, isn't it?
Proper, yeah.
I definitely think, though, they've definitely changed it. I mean, the battery isn't as good on my phone as it used to be, but a couple of years ago, you wouldn't have even been able to use that phone now.
They definitely changed it. They had to buy law. There was a lawsuit about it. They had to pay out, like, quite a lot of money.
Oh, did they?
That's when they changed the Apple aftercare or Apple care thing.
Mm.
And then I think over the next few years, the right to repair is coming in, so all products will be able to be repairable by the owners.
Do you know what, though? When we were in Australia and you broke my laptop, they just fixed it for free because we were in Australia, even though I didn't buy it there.
No, because you know when you buy an Apple over here and you're entitled to like go get it fixed for free within a certain amount of time, like warranty. It's like Apple warranty. Well, over here, I think when you get it, you get a year or you get 2 years. Yeah. Well, in Australia, you got three.
Yeah.
And you had already had it for like 2.5 years. And when we took it there, it was still in warranty there. But because you bought it here, they were a bit confused. But they still did it anyway.
They did. And it would have been like £1,000 job as
well.
Yeah,
yeah. It wouldn't have been worth doing.
No.
Anyway, sidetrack.
Okay, so my last one. I feel like mine are a lot more shitter than yours. Plants. If you're off on holiday and you have lots of plants that will need watering, but no one to water them, then I have the perfect hack.
I do. Just fucking forget about them. You're off on holiday.
Fuck off. That's why you're never in charge of the plants. So fill an empty wine bottle and put the lid slash cork back on it. Then drill a hole in the top of the cap and turn it upside down and place it lid side down in the soil of the plant pot. This should keep your plants hydrated whilst you're away. So it's like a little hamster thing.
Lauren, that is so much fucking effort. Yeah, we live in England. Just put them outside.
No, but some house plants can't go outside if it's too cold or too hot.
It's summer and it still rains.
Well,
it's been pissing it down all day. Just stick them outside. They'll be sound.
Do you know the whole time that we were at Bolter, I think the whole time we've not done a podcast, it hasn't rained. And then now that we've done a podcast, we've opened the fucking heavens.
Right. You ready for round 5?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Or is it round 6? I don't even know.
It's round 9.
Round 9. Right, ready for round 9?
Yeah.
Right. You know when you go to like a proper fancy restaurant?
Yeah.
And you go to the toilet?
Oh, that is the first thing I do when I go to a proper fancy restaurant. That's how you know how fancy the restaurant is, by the bogs.
The first thing you do?
Well, I like to go see it. See, that's what I used to do as a kid. I used to like go to the toilet and like check it out and like check out the sinks and check out the taps and check out the toilet.
Right. Okay, now. Oh, you're on spectrum, you. Anyway, this is you, this tip is just you, all over. So no matter how nice the hand soap smells in the restroom, don't leave the restroom smelling your fingers.
I always do.
That's just a top tip for you. Can't be walking out of that restroom into the fucking, what is it, foyer? Coyer.
The foyer.
The foyer.
Oh,
what the fuck's a foyer?
A foyer.
Yeah, where everyone's watching, man. Where you think everyone is because you've had a joint.
What?
Anyway, I've got a fucking side story to this.
Okay.
Fancy restrooms, yeah?
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, I don't know what's wrong with my dad.
I know what story this is.
Yo, they went to a Michelin star restaurant, yeah? And they were fucking arsehold. Like, absolutely arsehold. They'd been day drinking. They went to a Michelin star restaurant. And he went into the bathroom. Oh, no, sorry. No, he was at the table. Yeah, and he shit himself. I don't know how. I don't know how he shit himself, but he shit himself. This is how he started telling me. And my mum was laughing and went, fuck's sake. So he went to the toilet. Like, instead of just going into the toilet and sorting himself out, in the Michelin-style restaurant, they had, like, hand towels, like real towels on the sides. He wiped his ass with the towels and then just put it in the basket. And I just thought,
So gross.
This is why you don't offer people more than they need.
No.
There's tissue in the toilet. You don't need towels.
There's water.
And water,
and
yeah.
Water.
I think he put his fucking shitty boxes in the basket as well. God, what a wrong one, man.
Your dad has shit himself way too often. But like, you know, like when you kind of shit yourself a little bit, say you fart and a bit of poo comes out, like, that probably happens quite more often, but your dad really shits himself when he shits himself. Like,
he's getting old, isn't he? He's getting old. Look, it's been twice in like 3 years now. That's quite, the frequency's increasing. If you saw that on a graph, it'd look quite alarming. Do you know what I mean? Like, it'd be quite the uptick, you know, from birth.
Well, you'd have a big spike, then a big drop.
Well, it wouldn't drop it, it'd just plateau.
No, plateau.
You just have a fucking line for ages, and then there's just been a large uptick. It's like, it's worth investigating. It's that sort of graph.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyway, that'll do for this week's shit top tip.
Right.
As we're fucking well deep into the podcast now.
Right. Now it's time for Nan News.
News. News.
Welcome to NAA News, Nan News. Here are this week's top stories. So, Seagulls high on spice after making off with stashes of drugs.
I saw this, you know. I didn't read it, but I saw it and I thought, rah.
It's actually quite wild. So, Britain's seagulls seem to be developing an appetite for a little more than just unguarded fish and chips. There are apparently increasing reports of the seaside's pets swooping down to make off, sorry, the paper, with drug user stashes, predominantly spice. A former spice user claims that ghouls will go for anything. If we were stoned and completely out of it, the seagulls would just take the joint we were smoking and fly off.
Do you know what, though? You can't really trust his fucking judgment, can you?
Not a spice head.
An ex-spice head. Once a spice head, always a spice head.
So they would have to resort to using in bus shelters, as the seagulls can't really get in there. Azad of Leeds, who is a former user, said a seagull and spice is not a good combo. It turns them into psycho gulls. Surprisingly, there has been very little research into spice effects on seagulls, so we don't really know for sure what it does to them, but it probably can't be good.
Probably not, but like, I can't see it turning into psycho gulls. Have you seen what it does to people?
Well, honestly, it just zombifies them, doesn't it?
Yeah, but smackheads would rather smoke spice than heroin.
Why?
Because it's stronger.
Do you know what? Did we?
Yeah, we smoked spice. We smoked spice before it was called spice, though.
It was legal.
I had like really cool names. Like we tried
Annihilation.
We tried Annihilation and we tried Black Mamba. And it was quite soon after trying it we realised that it was a hard drug.
it was
harder than anything we'd ever had before in our lives. Like,
it just smelled of fish and it just affected you really quickly, but it was over really quickly. But like,
it didn't feel like it at the time, though. Like, we had a few couple of times where it was like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? Like, you forget who you are and what you're doing and what you've been doing. And then, but the other times it didn't do that. But then a few of our mates had some really weird side effects of it. Like, you know, when you get stoned and you get red eye and your eyes are like proper like dimmed.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember Faisal? He smoked it and one eye was normal and the other eye was stoned and it was weird. He looked ill and then he vomited after.
Yeah.
And I just thought, yo, and then we did it that time and we just freaked out. Well, I freaked out. You freaked me out, man. You proper tripped me out big time. That shit was so strong. You'd have three spliffs, yeah, and you feel like you'd been out all night.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's not natural. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just all of the para that you get from weed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you take just the paranoia side of weed and crystallize it, and then smoke that paranoia.
Yeah.
That's what spice is.
Yeah, it literally is.
I watched a documentary on how they make it, you know.
How do they? Is it actually?
Because, you know, they're like, because it comes like buds, kind of like flowers. So, you know, it looks like weed.
I always remember it was like fish food.
Yeah, well, that shit. So, them buds and like flowers, they're not actually anything. Imagine it's just like cardboard, for example.
Yeah.
Imagine they're just like loads of shredded paper. And then basically, they have like a spray bottle full of chemicals, and that chemical is the spice. And then they just spray the cardboard, for example, and then bag that cardboard up and you smoke that cardboard and it's just covered in that chemical. That's what spice is.
So it's a bit like a bit of acid.
That's why some bags were stronger than the others, because they literally have it out in the factory spraying it, so some sections aren't like as covered as others.
Who fucking thought of that? Just grow some weed,
isn't it? Just grow. See, that's the problem with it being illegal. Fucking hell. Just legalize it, man. It grows out the ground.
I know.
Anyway.
A food inspector ordered a reservoir to be drained after dropping a phone during a selfie.
I saw that. He was a government official, wasn't he? Of what country?
India. So he dropped his Samsung phone in the Karakata Dam and he'd gone to the reservoir for a picnic with friends and he was taking a selfie when he dropped it. He first asked divers to search for the phone, claiming there was sensitive government data on there, so he needed it back. And when the divers didn't manage to find it, he asked for the reservoir to be drained using diesel pumps. During the space of 3 days, more than 2 million litres of water was drained from the reservoir. That's enough to irrigate at least 15,000 acres of land during India's hot summer. And recent extreme temperatures in the country have led to severe water scarcity. So he was suspended and he was widely criticised for wasting huge amounts of water.
Yeah, fucking hell. Should we just speculate what might have been on that phone for that type of panic?
I don't think anything. I just think maybe, like, if you lose your phone in a reservoir.
Pictures of him and Philip Schofield. Trust me. Just to be found 10 years later when they do empty the dam.
Oh, we haven't even addressed that yet, but there's more for that later.
Oh, you've got a bit of Philip.
Yeah, I've got a bit of
good,
Philip.
Good, because I ain't got nothing of Philip, but I'd like to fucking talk about Philip.
I think he'd like to talk about you.
I bet he would.
But yeah, I don't. At the end of the day, if you drop your phone in a reservoir, you're never getting it back. You dropped your phone in the fucking canal. It's only about 10 metres. If you wanted, you could have got it.
Couldn't have drained it, though, could I?
No, you couldn't have drained it. I mean, but what's the point? You've lost it. Just get a new one with Apple and Samsung and everything now. You can just get everything transferred.
You're saying that, though, but the geezer who lost the phone, he was, like, super high up in government, yeah? And like, I bet you that phone will have had something on. I bet you not even money. Probably just a code to something or some password. Maybe he didn't write his passwords down on paper.
And he's just got it all on phone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty old school. I still write it down on paper.
The thing is, though, that high up as a government official, what are you doing taking your fucking work phone with all your codex on for a fucking picnic for a selfie?
He were doing that thing that all the kids do, you know, where you flip your phone in your hand over the edge of a bridge.
Yeah.
See if you can do it. Yeah. And he went, oh.
Knobhead.
Knob.
Over to you.
Right. Well, this month, I'm reporting live from Condom in France.
Condom?
Yeah.
Is it actually spelled like Condom?
Yeah, it's a natural place in France. Okay. And I'm at the Saint-Pierre Cathedral checking out some stonework because I've just started masonry again.
Is that where condoms come from?
Unfortunately not, no. Oh. But listen how large this cathedral is. Anyway, let's crack on with the news. So, a massive search and rescue operation is underway in the mid-Atlantic after a tourist submarine went missing during a dive to the Titanic's wreck on Sunday.
Right, what happened with this? Because I've seen a couple of TikTok videos, but I don't get it. What's going on?
Right, do you know what? I was fucking dead confused too, because I'm pretty sure, I'm almost certain, I've seen documentaries and videos on YouTube of a fucking museum that has the Titanic ship in it, and they've got to keep salt water in it every day to stop it rotting.
No, the proper Titanic is at the bottom of the sea.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought they recovered it and stuck it behind some glass.
No, maybe bits of it.
Fuck knows. Anyway, so this submarine, yeah, they lost contact with it after about an hour and a half. Yeah, an hour and a half into its dive. And these trips, they go for 8 days. So this whole experience, it cost $250,000 each.
I'd rather go to space.
This is exactly what I was thinking.
I'd rather go to space.
Look, in the last podcast, we were talking about that Michelin star space
I'd
flight.
Fucking love that.
What was it, $110,000 a head?
Do that.
Why would you... Wait until you see the tube as well. It's a submarine, but it's not like a submarine with chairs in. It's a fucking tube. Honestly.
Is that because of the pressure?
It looks like a capsule of paracetamol. It does. It looks like it's five people shoved into a little tube.
And a fucking whale is going to insert it.
Honestly, fuck knows. But anyway, so the company's called OceanGate. And they offer these 8-day trips, including dives to see the wreck of the Titanic at a depth of 3,800 metres. The thing's been missing for fucking ages, and they've only got 2 days of oxygen left. So by the time this podcast comes out, we'll find out whether they were found or whether they weren't.
Who controls it? Does the people control it inside? Or?
So of the five people on board, one of them's the pilot. Yeah. And there's another person who's like an expert on the actual tour itself. Okay. And then the rest are just rich bastards. Mm. I saw all the news articles you keep seeing about it at the moment, though, they just keep mentioning this one guy.
Who is the one guy?
He's a billionaire.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, there's a billionaire on board. Like, I don't even know who else is on there. Like,
just the billionaire.
Yeah, there's like a dad and the son, but there's no name. But they're like, there's this billionaire and he's named. And apparently there's like a full fucking thing about him.
Me or
oh,
somewhere.
Fucking hell. Mm. Yeah, there's like, There's 2,600 more billionaires, man. Anyway. but yeah, I just thought that has got to be the worst thing possible because, you know, these little submarines, you know, even if it floats to the surface, the passengers are sealed into it by bolts that are applied from the outside. So they need crew on the outside to get them out. Which means even if they're on the surface, they'll still die of lack of oxygen because it's an airtight enclosure.
I honestly could not think of anything worse. Like, I never ever want to go in a submarine. At least if
I wouldn't mind going in a submarine, yeah. But like when I saw the price of these tickets, I thought, ooh, because you know when you see that Blue Origin flight to space by Amazon, yeah. it looks pretty lush inside. To say it's like a space capsule, you'd think it's all just functional. Mm. And now it all is, but it all looks the part.
Yeah.
This thing, I'm telling you now, it looks like fucking school carpets. Like, you know them shitty thin ones? Not the actual carpets, but the bit you wipe your feet in when you come in from playground.
Like our carpets.
Yeah, like ones in Caravan. Those deep ridged fucking just horrible things.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a flat surface inside. There's no chairs. They're all sat on the floor.
Think about the cramp.
Honestly, just search up the photo of it. You'd be shocked when I were. I just thought they'd been ripped off. Well, I did have some more news about Boris Johnson and this fucking Partygate thing, but to be honest, I don't really give a fuck.
I don't. I just
couldn't. I couldn't give a shit.
At the end of the day, like,
it's look, we all knew they were doing it,
yeah,
and it's all come out now, and they're like, look, there's proof, there's video. I don't care. I knew.
Yeah,
I knew anyway.
They
try to make a big deal about it. Now it's too late. It's always too late.
Yeah, they always get away with it.
He was prime minister at the time, yeah. It would have been helpful to have it then. I'm sure they had it then.
But that's how they do it, though. Like, it's like all those things that get concealed for, like, say, like 50-odd years or, like, 60-odd years. They do it so that by the time somebody could be implicated, they might be dead or they can't get implicated anymore. So it's like, isn't that stuff about JFK coming out now?
No, they've said they've added another 20 years to it.
Because the people are still alive.
The stuff they did, yeah, the stuff they did release, it's like fucking 90% redacted.
Yes.
Like, it's funny, like, isn't it? They go, oh, you're going to release it. Yeah, you go, mate. It's all fucking blacked out. Like, what's that? Oh, no, there it is, but I've just redacted it all. Right, can I see unredacted stuff? No, it's redacted.
There's the paper.
Yeah, no, there it is. All redacted. Do you know what I mean?
But we told you we'd give it to you.
Yeah, there you go. I said I'd give it to you. Wankers, man, honestly. But yeah, no, I was going to get more news stories, but it's either fucking Philip Schofield, Boris Johnson, and this submarine, and the submarine was just glorious. And the rest is horseshit.
Oh, well, I did write a bit of a timeline on our Philip. Do you want to listen to it?
Is this the Philip iceberg?
This is the Philip iceberg.
That sunk the Titanic.
Get locked in.
The Philip Schofield iceberg.
So, Philip, it's just come to light about your pedo brother being, well, a pedo. What do you have to say for yourself about parking your pecker in our very own Matthew McGreevy?
Well, Holly, let's not pretend you didn't know about me parking my pecker in Matthew all along. I mean, you don't think I was shaking Matthew's hand when I had it down the front of his trousers every morning in my dressing room, did you?
Wow, what a fucking bitch.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The pervy little prick himself showing his true colours. Fucking perv, I'll never work with you again. You said this would never affect my career if it came to light, you silver-haired Jimmy Savile II piece of shit.
So we're going to get onto the Philip Schofield iceberg.
Right, the Philip Schofield iceberg. Yeah, you see, I'm slightly uninformed on this other than the headlines that I've seen passing over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm probably like most people. I've seen that his brother's a nonce.
Yes.
I've seen that he's been paying an extortionate amount of money to keep some sort of story hush.
Which they're never going to fucking stay hush when you're famous, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he did turn gay, but now I'm questioning why he turned gay. I'm probably just asking all the questions that people are thinking, so can you explain, please?
I can. Right.
Nice.
So, on May the 20th of this year, ITV announced that Philip would be leaving the show after 20 years.
Philip!
So, he's since then been dropped from his agency. They said in their statement, "This week we have learned important and new information about our client, Philip Schofield. These facts contradicted what Philip had previously told YMU, as well as the external advisors we had brought in to support him. As a result, we agreed to part company with Philip with immediate effect." So, it was then revealed on May the 26th that Philip had allegedly been having an affair with a young staff member on this morning.
Right. So, wait a sec. Can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
So, ITV let him go specifically because of this?
Well, I feel like it might be better to just listen, because he basically had, like, denied... Because they knew about it for ages. They basically denied it, and he lied to everybody and said that nothing had happened. And this is kind of why their people are saying that the story was going to come out. So that's why he came out. So He was had been having an affair with a young staff member on this morning who Philip reportedly met when the staff member was 15. Bit dicey.
Bit right. dicey, man. The man's had grey hair for 20 years. Okay, now.
So, Philip admitted the affair in a statement published by the Daily Mail, but denied anything illegal had taken place. So, I read his statement that he said to the Daily Mail, and basically what I gathered from him was what he's lying about is saying initially in 2020 that nothing happened and cheating on his wife. And he says he didn't promote the kid, but he definitely did.
He didn't promote the kid, but he definitely did.
No, I think I've got it wrong. It's because it's not typed. It's my fucking writing. So saying this isn't what promoted it, but it probably did. And this is him coming out gay in 2020 when the story was going to come out that he cheated on his wife. And this is apparently where the gag order was in place for like 2 years.
You see, I dislike him even more now for coming out gay, because he didn't come out gay
because
he might be gay.
He is gay.
But he didn't come out gay because of that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he came out gay publicly. Like, he made a really big fucking deal about it.
I know, and
it.
Everybody was like, yeah, really, like,
of course,
well done.
Yeah.
Do you know
but
what
it
mean?
Was all for something else, which is really conniving, and it's really like...
It's dark.
It's really
it is
fucking
dark.
You know what? Like, I don't even care with the rest of the story. Like, that's so dishonest and just, yeah.
Mm. Well, imagine how his wife felt as well. Like, that was obviously like, because everybody thought that he'd just come out gay and his wife just had to probably sit back and take that. But in actual fact, she'd probably found out that he'd been cheating on her.
Yeah, with a fucking kid. And look, I don't care that statement that, like, you know, it wasn't illegal, but it might have been wrong. Like, fucking hell. In New Zealand, you can beat your wife with a stick as long as it's no thicker than your finger.
Just finger.
Finger. Just because it's not illegal, don't make it right.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
God.
So he claims that it was consensual on and off again relationship with a younger male colleague. And even though he knew him from being 15, their relationship started properly when he was working on the show. And his quote was, that relationship was unwise, but not illegal.
Oh, my God.
Reading Holly Willoughby's statement, she explained that when reports of the relationship first surfaced, she asked Phil directly if it was, like, true, and he told her it was not. And this is why everyone's kind of really pissed off, as I think he was just denying and lying for years, and then he's finally not had a choice, and it's all come out. And what did he really think was going to happen at the end of the gag order? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I just think, though, what the fuck is wrong with people, yeah? You know, like, obviously, people make mistakes.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody's human.
Everybody makes mistakes, yeah. But you know when something goes on continually and then you get asked about it and you're hiding it because you know it's wrong, but then you keep doing it anyway? Like,
I don't know how you could, though.
I don't know.
I would literally not be able to sleep at night if I was lying that much, like, publicly as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what,
like,
I mean?
Having a public life and still taking part in shit like that.
And acting as if you're, like, what are they called? Not the sweetheart, like a national treasure, that's the word.
National treasure.
Yeah.
National nuts.
But now colleagues are now coming forward saying he was toxic and created a horrible work environment that is narcissistic and very self-centred and selfish.
Well, yeah, there was words and statements out from ITV from other people at work there, like loads and loads of people at work there said that he, like, carried this sort of weight within that industry where, like, he got special treatment for some reason and he, like, has a lot of power, but nobody knows why he's got a lot of power.
You don't.
Don't you think it's always the same with these nonce stories?
The thing is, though, is it's always fucking men. Like, do you know what I mean? They always just have this weird. Like, it's a certain type of man, but I don't know if it's if someone's truly narcissistic, that's what it is.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's power or it's like...
Yeah.
It must have something to do with, like, power. It's got to be. Like, because power and sex and all that money, it's all tied together, isn't it, in a weird sort of way. It's all dominance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or dominance on all levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's awful. The whole situation's fucked.
Do you know what's really sad? Like, what I read about as well with, like, that lad... Like, I think what we were talking about at work, and apparently he lives, like, in the Lake District, and, like, he doesn't really want to tell anybody his name, and he just is trying to just live a quiet life, like in the middle of nowhere in the lake. So I just feel really sad for him because he's only about 19. Yeah, but you say that.
I've heard this off a few people. Why are people interpreting living in the lakes and having a quiet life like, oh, we're real sorry for him?
No, because what I think is, yeah, we'd probably really, really like that, but it's like that he feels like he has to now. Do you know what
like
I mean?
He's escaping.
Yeah, because he can't live a normal life because everybody knows fucking Philip Schofield. Mm. You don't want to be walking down the street and everyone be like, are you that lad that was sucking off Philip the other day? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why. That's why it's sad. Because he's still young. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck's sake, Philip, man.
But it comes down to this thing as well. Like, you never really know what's going on, like, in TV or anything like that. And they are just people. Like, I think we put these people on, like, big pedestals, but in actual fact, they are just people. And sometimes I think when you've got that much fame, money and power, you end up doing more fucked up shit because people just tell you that it's okay. Do you know what I mean?
It's pretty mental, though. I mean, they're on this morning.
Yeah.
They're on this morning, which is daytime TV. Who are they talking to?
Everyone.
We're talking to people that don't work.
Yeah.
And
well, people could work nights.
They could do, yeah. But if you work nights and you're getting up early to watch this morning, you know, there is loads of better things you could be doing.
There is loads of
better
things.
Send us an email. I'll send you a list of 10 things.
I think as well, like what I was reading about, I think like Elton John said something like, oh, it's just like really homophobic. And because it's like a man. And to be honest, I just feel like, no matter what the situation, like there's another couple that Aaron Taylor-Johnson, you know, the lead of Kick-Ass, his wife's really old. And with both of those situations, I think the problem is that when they met the person that they were in a relationship or are still with now, they were really young and still a child. And they're guided so easily. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think when they do end up together, I think the problem is it's that mass of influence from an early age. You know, from an older person.
From somebody who could be your parent.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Look, do you remember when you were that young and you'd look up at some people and you'd think they were so cool?
Yeah.
And they've got everything. Now, if that person just continued to be cool and continued to be... Because a lot of the people you grow up looking at that are cool, they have the cool moments and then they become old. But these people in TV, they don't ever get old.
No.
You know, they do the same thing and they can be doing it for 20 years and they get dolled up and they're treated the same and they're the same person. That is their job, to be the same person every day.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see how these things go on in, like, cycles.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just fucked. But at the same time, it didn't surprise me. Weirdly, it didn't surprise me. When I heard it come out, I was like, ah, another one. It just makes me think, how many more and who else?
Yeah.
Like,
it's just sad.
It is sad because, fucking hell, we'll find out that David Attenborough's fucking been shagging monkeys or something soon.
Don't say that.
And, like, fucking, yeah. Holding chameleons hosted in his basement. He'll have exotic animals, part of some sort of sex ring.
What? Do you know what,
here
right?
We have an orgy.
Oh, fucking hell. That Black Mirror that we watched. Fuck me. If you haven't watched the new Black Mirror, that fucking Scottish one, we watched that before we went to bed. If you don't know what I'm on about, I'm not going to spoil it for anyone because they're really, really good. They've done it again, but they're fucking crazy.
Anyway, that'll do for the Philip Iceberg.
Yes.
That's enough to sink 10 Titanics.
Yeah.
The Philip Schofield Iceberg.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it.
Okay, now it's time for story time.
Fucking listen up, shipheads. It's story time with Rudy and Lauren.
If you have any stories to share, then you can send them over to submit@notanadult.co.uk or check out our website at notanadult.co.uk/.com. It can be anything, a nice story about your day, a confession, general chit-chat or questions. Whatever is on your mind, we'd love to know. And as always, you can do this anonymously if you prefer. Okay, so I got quite a lot of festival ones because this was ready for the festival.
It is festival season.
Yeah, it is festival season.
There's still some of the best festivals yet to happen yet.
Do you know what I'm a bit gutted about? Oh, we're potentially going to Big Herder, aren't we?
Fucking hell, I can't even keep tabs on you. I'm sat next to you. I feel sorry for people listening. We're going in this direction and babble.
I've been dying to do the podcast for weeks. I have fucking been dying. The thing is, already, when you're at work, you could be yourself. And then when I'm at work, I literally have to pretend to be somebody that I'm not. And I really have to dampen myself down. And when we do this, like, I can really be myself. So that's why.
Look, I'm really happy for you. You can let it all out right now.
Fuck off. Right. During my first ever festival, I rushed over to a massive crowd of people gathered around a tent near to where I was camping. Once I had fought my way to the front, I found a guy with his arm in a cast laying in a pool of mud, fucking a watermelon with a hole in it, whilst wearing a sign around his neck reading, "We'll do anything for food." Once he was finished, some lads threw a load of Jaffa cakes at him as a reward.
Oh, someone phone his mum. Honestly, like, Jesus Christ. Like, the days are gone, you know, like Glastonbury, like, lose yourself for 5 days. And, you know, it's probably...
It does look good, though,
probably, like, 25 miles from his house. It's probably at Leeds Festival.
But this is what I mean about British festivals. It's like we just lose all sense that we're, like, in the real world. And we all just go... Maybe it's because of the amount of drugs that everyone takes, but, like, we do...
Do you know what? It's when we get hot summers like this.
Yeah.
Like, fucking hell. Some of the sights I've seen at the festival, like, just people don't know how to take care of themselves in the sun.
No.
Like, forget about the one that everyone knows. Drink water, stay hydrated.
Yeah.
You go to every stage, everyone's like, stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Like, wear sunscreen, man.
Yeah.
Put some fucking suntan lotion on. I've seen some people with faces, yeah, that look like Royster's crisps.
Yes.
Bare bubbly, red and crispy, man.
Yeah, no, it
sore.
Was...
Sore.
Yeah.
Really sore.
I know who you're thinking of. It was like, we went and sat down because I was too hot and this guy's face just had blisters all over it.
He looked
like
a bit of Spam.
Yes.
He really did, man. He didn't look good.
No, he was fucking clapped out. Right, we all know what you're doing under the table. So, couples who decide to make workers unwillingly participants in their weird sex game, you are not as subtle as you think you are. Not long ago, a guy and his girlfriend came into the restaurant I work at, and we sat at a two-top with booth sheets seats. They were pretty normal, got a bit strange when she moved to sit next to her boyfriend in one-person booth seating, but no big deal. Then, her waitress came up to me and between quiet but hysterical bouts of laughter, informed me and the others that girlfriend was jerking him off under the booth in broad daylight.
Oh, while you're having a meal?
Yes! The big windows were lighting up their table and everything, and you could tell they thought that they were being sneaky. Suddenly, everyone had a reason to pass their table and then came back laughing their asses off. Within minutes, literally every single employee knew what was going down under table 9, and I got the privilege of bringing them their food and saying, "Enjoy." She didn't even wash or sanitise her hands before eating her sandwich, if you were wondering. And yes, the table was thoroughly cleaned after their sexcapade.
Yeah, fucking hell. Do you know what? I wouldn't be interested. You know when I'm eating?
Yeah.
I'm eating. Like, I don't want to do anything when I'm eating.
No.
Like, if I've eaten, I still don't want to do anything. Like, I need to be light on my feet.
You're ready for action.
Don't want to be like halfway through a short rib getting wanked off at table, man. Do you want any more wine? Yes.
It feels like you're like, I don't want my short ribs anymore. Because you'd feel like everyone was like in the room. Like
what's happening after the meal? Like, fucking hell. Can we go back to yours? Nah, I'm off. Nah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the end of that.
Yeah.
Just skip to the end. Like, do it all there.
Just do it all in one go.
All in one go.
Maybe she had another date.
Start, main, wank. Yeah. Well, on that light note.
Yes.
Thank you very much for listening to this new episode of the podcast. And it's going to be every fortnight now, but we hope you enjoyed this episode.
I know. Thank you so much for listening and supporting. We really, really do appreciate it. And sorry that we took a little bit of a while to get back on it, but we're back on it now. So we're ready. If you have any questions, opinions, stories, am I the arsehole, or just want to confess your sins, then email us at submit@notanadult.co.uk or on our website at notanadult.com or /.lmr.co.uk. If you'd like more content, then we have YouTube and an Instagram, which are both at Nar Podcast.
And if you're enjoying the podcast so far, if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify, that proper helps us out. And yeah, that's it from us this week, and it'll be every fortnight now, but just up until Christmas and then back to the usual schedule.
Thank you so much for listening. See you in 2 weeks. Love you lots. Bye.
Bye.